Well, tonight I want to talk to you about something I'm calling Honor, Sacrifice, Remembrance, and Calling. I'll say that one more time. Four words, four themes: honor, sacrifice, remembrance, and calling. You know, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, today is Memorial Day, which is a day that we have set aside in our great country to remember those who have given their lives while serving in the armed forces so that you and I could live freely without persecution. And because of that, we get to do many, many, many things. Perhaps the most important thing I would say is that we get to freely worship the Creator of the heavens and the earth. There's no greater joy and privilege than to be able to do that. But of course, you know, in the biblical times, there was one man that was the ultimate sacrifice, and that, of course, is none other than Jesus Christ himself. So, you know, as we gather here this evening, we do so on the threshold of a national moment, Memorial Day. And for many, I would say it's simply a time for barbecues, road trips, and department store sales. But for those who understand the weight and sacredness of it, Memorial Day is a solemn and reverent reminder of sacrifice, of those who gave everything for the freedom we so often take for granted. Yet today, I don't want to spend time talking to you about patriotism or military tradition. I want to speak about what Memorial Day means for God's people, for his family, and how this moment of remembrance should shape our hearts as believers. I'm going to go to Joshua chapter 4, if you'd like to take your Bibles and turn there. I'm going to read verse 6. I'm going to start there. In Joshua 4, the Lord instructed his people to build a memorial of stones after crossing the Jordan River, so that future generations would remember what God had done for them. So here we go, Joshua 4, verse 6. That this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, "What mean ye by these stones?" then ye shall answer them. You know, God understands the human tendency to forget. And we do really have a lot of things to remember in our lives, right? Appointments, anniversaries, phone numbers, addresses, how to get to where you're going, making a deposit in the bank, picking up the kids from school, where did I put my keys, where did I put my phone? What about passwords? I mean, on and on the list goes. But here we see in Joshua 4 that he calls his people to be a people of remembrance. Because for us, Memorial Day reminds us to stop, to honor, and to not forget those who laid down their lives before us. So likewise, we as Christians are to teach our children not just about history, but about what true sacrifice looks like and how it reflects the heart of our Lord and Savior. All right, John chapter 15. John 15, verse 13. Just an incredible verse of scripture that we've all read before, but it carries such weight to it in the greatest way possible. John 15, 13 says, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." You know, I got to say, Memorial Day for born-again ones makes us really think about our Lord and Savior and what he accomplished on our behalf. Because when we honor those who have died in service and have given their lives, we reflect on a biblical kind of love, the kind that doesn't cling to life selfishly, but gives it freely so others might live. I don't know about you, but I can't picture myself, you know, enlisting, let alone enlisting myself in the service and being called out to the battlefield with the possibility in mind that I might have to give my life. I can't picture myself doing that. You know, that's a level of bravery that many of us normal folks don't think we really have. So, but what Christ did for us on our behalf, what Christ showed us on the cross, for every soldier who died on the battlefield, for every hero who did not return home, we can see a glimpse, just a glimpse, of that kind of love that is being spoken about here in John chapter 15. All right, we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and read some of verses 3 and 4 here. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. You know, I like to think of us as soldiers of the faith. We are called to endure, to remain focused, and to live lives worthy of the price that was paid, both by those in uniform and, of course, most importantly, by Christ himself. Romans chapter 13. I think honor is a Christian responsibility. There's a great quote by a man who dedicated his life upholding the truths of God's word, Dr. Victor Paul Werwell. And I'm going to read that to you. I know I've read it quite a few times, but it's just so powerful. So here it goes. History has honored great men and women throughout time for their deeds, for their contributions to society, for the nations they have conquered, for the scientific discoveries they have made, for the contests they have won. Those achieving the highest distinction have received medals hung around their necks, parades held in their honor, buildings named after them, and recognition in halls of fame. A far greater honor remains, however, than the awards and accolades men can bestow. The highest authority decrees the greatest homage, that God Almighty will confer the crowns of highest award to those who have truly distinguished themselves in his eyes when they stand before him someday. In that day, men will not be decorated for winning military battles, building empires, saving the environment, or winning ball games. Our God has reserved his esteemed tribute for those individuals who have disciplined and dedicated themselves to rightly dividing the word of truth, and who have sacrificed their lives to serve the bread of life to mankind. He also commands his people today to likewise give honor to whom honor is due, as it states in Romans 13:7, render therefore to all their dues honor to whom honor. That's just a part of the verse right there. But just a powerful statement. You know, it's not unspiritual to honor our military members who have passed away. But Paul tells us that honor is not optional because it's due. It's what is owed, especially to those who have dedicated their lives to upholding the biblical truths that you and I sit here week after week freely getting into every single time. Just as we are to honor the Lord, honor our parents, and honor spiritual leadership, we are also to honor those who gave their lives so that we could live in peace and liberty. But let's not confuse honor with idolatry now. We don't worship the fallen, but we do remember them. And in doing so, we testify to the value of their sacrifice. Okay? So yes, we honor those who have fallen asleep. But as believers, we don't mourn as those who have no hope. Because we do have a hope. We have the hope of Christ's return. Revelation 21:4 says that, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying." And the verse kind of goes on from there. You want to read the whole entire thing. But there will come a day when there are no more wars, no more pain, no more suffering, no more loss, no more empty boots by a folded flag. But until that day comes, we wait with hope and we walk in honor. So that brings me to this point. How should we live our lives then, with all of this being said? If men and women have gave their lives for this country, and Christ gave his life so that we can freely worship the Father and be a part of God's family, then how should we live? Well, here's how we live. We live to serve others. We live to be present. We live to speak truth. We live to give and to forgive. To remember that the freedom that we have both in this country and in Christ was bought with blood, both of them. So let's not waste it. So as we think about all this, let's just, you know, take a moment to keep in mind what is really important, and that's reverence. So let's not just remember the fallen, but also rededicate our lives to live in a way that honors them and honors the one, above all else, the one who died for all of us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay? And I'm just reminded of that incredible verse. Words spoken by Christ himself. "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the incredible freedom that we have as your children, Father. You've given us your Son so that we can live freely. Because you're into freedom. I mean, Jesus, your Son said it himself, "If you will continue in my word, then you shall be free." So we need to be free to live out the calling which you have called us to live out, Father, and to walk according to the promises of your word. So I pray for these things. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.